Stephanie Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. Welcome. However you're arriving here today, I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to be doing some scripture meditation. We're taking a little break from our theme of resilience. You know, this podcast is called Pause, Renew, Next. I don't often go back and talk about why I named it that, but today's episode really reflects the heart of Pause, Renew, Next. We're going to take some time together to pause, to renew our minds with scripture, and then incorporate it into our actual lived lives, into what comes next in our week, in our month, in our lives. If you've done scripture meditation exercises with me before, you know we usually read through a passage three times. Today we're doing it slightly differently. We're going to be reading it through four times, and I'm going to pull a lot from the book Sacred Rhythms by Ruth Haley Barton. But before we get into that, I just want to go ahead and let you know that we're going to be reading out of Isaiah 61 today, verses 1 through 4, and then 10 and 11. And I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard Version if you'd like to read along. The book Sacred Rhythms is really about spiritual disciplines. And in her chapter on scripture, Ruth Haley Barton talks about a practice called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina, which is translated divine or sacred reading, is an approach to the scriptures that sets us up to listen for the word of God spoken to us in the present moment. It has a long history. It dates back to the early mothers and fathers of the Christian faith. One of the reasons this approach is so powerful, she says, is that Lectio Divina involves a delicate balance of silence and word. And it comes in four movements. The four movements are read, reflect, respond, and rest. And we're going to practice those together today. Before we do, though, we want to start with a moment of silence to let our brains calm down, to quiet the inner chaos, to prepare our hearts and our souls to receive the word of God. And as we do that, you may want to say a short little prayer to the Lord, inviting him to do what he needs to do in your heart and your life. Like, come, Lord Jesus, here I am. Or speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So I'm going to sit in silence for just a minute while we prepare our hearts. You can always take longer if you need to. Feel free to pause this podcast at any point so that you can take as much time as you need. Okay, we're going to prepare to read Isaiah 61 through the first time. Now, the practice of Lectio Divina, it is important to do only 6 to 8 verses. Now, this chapter has 11 verses, which is why I'm taking the first 4 and the last 2. But if you want to go back and do it through the whole chapter, feel free to do that as well. As we read it through the first time, I want for you to listen for the word or the phrase that is addressed to you. We want to let the words echo and resonate and notice any words or phrases that are sticking out to you specifically. What is the Lord highlighting as you listen? So here we go, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth springs forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. What did you notice, friends? What word, what phrases stood out to you? Ruth Haley Barton says, "This is the word that you notice that is meant for you. Be content to listen simply and openly without judging or analyzing, just noticing." And now, as we move forward into the second movement, we're going to reflect together. This is the meditation point. And we're going to notice, how is my life touched by this word? What is it in my life right now that needs to hear this word? Specifically thinking about the words or phrases that stood out, but also about the whole passage in general. We're going to read this together again slowly, and then we're going to listen and notice and reflect. What parts of this do I need to hear right now? And how is this applying to my life? Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth springs forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. So we're going to take just a minute of silence. And I want you to notice any thoughts, perceptions, impressions that come to you as you meditate and think about what we just read. Before we move on to read it a third time, I just want to make a notation that this chapter is particularly important in Scripture. Because this is the chapter that Jesus gets up and reads in the synagogue to announce that he is the fulfillment of this prophecy that was written hundreds of years before. It's kind of a big deal, especially important this week as we're celebrating his death and resurrection. He is the fulfillment of this chapter. And through his Holy Spirit, we are continuing to do the same. I think we are the oaks of righteousness he's talking about. So I just want to make a little notation of that as we continue to read together, because it's really important. In this third movement, we're going to notice response. What is my response to God based on what I have read and encountered? We're going to read the passage again, and I want you to notice, what is your deep and true response as you listen? What feelings get aroused? What thoughts? Is it anger? Is it repentance? Is it joy? Is it praise? Whatever is coming up inside of you, go ahead and respond and tell the Lord about it. We're going to read together, and then I'm going to give you a moment that you can either journal or say out loud, whatever it brings up for you to the Lord. We're going to read together again. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Go ahead and respond to the Lord with anything that this passage brought up for you. Take as long as you need. You can always pause the podcast. In this fourth movement, we're going to contemplate together. We're going to rest. We're going to rest in the Word of God. Ruth Haley Barton says, in this final reading, you're invited to release and return to a place of rest in God. You've given your response its full expression. So now you can move into a time of waiting and resting in God's presence. It's a posture of total yieldedness and abandon to the great lover of your soul. So now we're going to listen again with a posture of rest. Last time, you can pull out your Bibles and read it with me if you'd like. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth springs forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Okay, friends, what was that like? Read, reflect, respond, rest. You can practice those four movements, Lectio Divina, anytime you'd like to in Scripture. You can take any passage and do that. I think doing it in that way gives us a structure to be able to read, let it soak in, be able to talk to the Lord about it and receive what he wants to give us, and then incorporate it into what comes next. And that's what we're going to talk about now. How do we incarnate, live out, the Word of God? Ruth Haley Barton says, as you emerge from this place of personal encounter with God to life in the company of others, as we do, right? Resolve to carry this word with you and to live it out in the context of daily life and activity. Continue to listen, to reflect throughout the day, and be led deeper and deeper into its meaning until it begins to live in you and you enflesh this word to the world in which you live. And that's my hope for you today as you go into the rest of this week, as you celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, as you're spending time with the people in your life, that the Lord has planted something in you that He will continue to grow. And we thank the Lord that He is the fulfillment of this prophecy we read today. Well, that is all for today's podcast episode. I'm going to leave you, as I always do, with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.